Kara.
Hey James, how are you doing? Sorry, I don't know how I missed your call. It didn't ring for some reason.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I just want to let you know I'm currently in front of my computer now.
Perfect. All right, so go ahead and go to www.ondeck.com/checkout.
Okay. ondeck.com/checkout. Okay.
And then you should be taken to a page that's asking you to set a password. Set whatever's easiest for you to remember.
I'm just curious why you said
It says sign in. So it says I may already have a password, but I can't remember what it is.
it's not
So
asking you to enter a new password?
it just says sign in. It
Did
says
you go to slash checkout or did you just go to ondeck.com?
I went to slash checkout, but you know what? It looks like it directed me to slash. I'm look like I'm a online ondeck.com/claim account. Let me see, maybe something else.
Okay, account claimed. You should just be able to enter any new password. It should say, is this the best email address? And it should have your email address and then enter a new password. And then you
It
just
says,
push submit.
here's what it says. Sign in. Sign in by verifying your information. Business tax ID,
Oh,
business zip
perfect.
code,
Okay, you're
last.
farther ahead than
Okay.
I expected. So yeah, do you know
Okay.
your business tax ID or do you want me to go ahead and give it to you?
I actually have it on my phone. If you have it there in front of me, you can just give it to me. I'll type it in.
Okay, it's 954-875-728.
954-487. Sorry.
Yeah,
Four
nine
eight
five
seven.
954-875-728. I think you might have had an extra four in there.
Okay, 954-875-728.
Yes.
Business zip code.
I mean, as long as there's a good reason for this, like you probably don't have that good in online, because it would be like you said, I mean, it's impossible. I mean, if you have any application, there's no way you're wrong. It's important
So I
to
typed in business zip code, my last four, my social, and my date of birth, and I'm going to click sign in now.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, now it says reset your password.
Awesome. Yeah, so this is where you set any new password you want, whatever's easiest for you to remember.
Okay.
Then once you've got that all
We'll put
set,
together better.
it should take you to a page that says check out.
Okay.
And then just go ahead and push that checkout button, and you'll be taken to some ideology questions. These are very specific to you, and if you get them wrong, we'll get locked out. So if you're not sure of any of them, let me know.
Okay, so Kara, I'm on a page that says overview. It says transaction history, what I paid down, there's zero balance. It says your application has been approved. I click on that,
Yeah,
it says
so just,
continue.
yeah, go ahead and
Okay.
click on that.
Okay. Okay. Everything looks right. The renewal amount, the total payback, and the weekly auto payment. So I can just click on checkout.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. In which county have you lived? Okay, so Which of the following people do you know? Where was your social security number issued? Wow. That one I'm not really sure about. It's either Ohio or California. I was born in Ohio, but I moved out here when I was like a year and a half old.
What is it asking? Sorry.
It says, "What is this? What is my social? Where was my social security number issued?"
Oh.
I don't really know that. And I mean, that's kind of a California is one of the options. So I just click on that, or should I put none of the above? I mean, I was born in Ohio. If my parents were on the ball, they would have filed the paperwork when I was born, right?
Yeah. I mean, I imagine it's filed immediately when you're born. So I guess. Yeah, it'd be none of the above.
None of the above. We'll try that. We'll see what it does, right?
Yeah, if it does lock us out, I can go ahead and get it unlocked because that was an incredibly weird question.
Yeah. We'll see what it says. Oh, no, it came up. Okay, loan summary. All right, so.
Perfect. Good
guess. Our logic applied. Okay. okay. So. Now, did they say something there was maybe like a fee that was going to be debited or something, but then that would be returned or something?
Yeah, I think that Ruben's had it arranged that we will have it returned after you've been funded.
After it funds, okay. So let's see. So what do I do here? I'm just reviewing the information.
Yeah, so you just review the loan summary, make sure it looks all right to you, and then once it does, you just push agree and fund, and let me know if you're taken to a page that says success.
Okay, so I'm just scrolling all the way down through all of these.
Yeah, take your time.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah. Disclosures, okay. Okay. So there's two check boxes down here.
Yeah, so just go ahead and check them both and then push the agree and fund button and we'll be all done.
Success. Your checkout is complete. Funds will be in your account within 2 business days.
Perfect. We're all done. Thank you.
It says 2 business days of your selected funding date, which is 10-1.
10-1. Yeah, it's probably because it's too late to send out the ACH.
Okay.
So you'll see him like Tuesday or Wednesday. If you don't see him by then, go ahead and either let me or Ruben know.
Okay. All right. Great. Okay. Well, thank you, Kara. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
You as well. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.